Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok, on Election Day, Alan, and we hope that everyone will get out there and vote. Let's do rapid fire. I'll name a race, and you give us your thoughts.
All right, go ahead, David.
Let's go to Massachusetts, where the governor's race is quite tight. We've got Martha Coakley on the Democratic side and Charlie Baker on the Republican side.
Well, you know, in blue state Massachusetts, it's always amazing how well some Republicans can do. Baker has been leading in many of the polls, and this just shows that this is a very close race. Governor Deval Patrick has been trying to help Coakley best as he can. But ironically, there are people who are punishing Coakley, and they say so, because she didn't do well against Scott Brown all those years ago. So they're mad at her. It defies the imagination how this works, but there is some of that. You got to get out there and you got to be a charismatic figure. And Coakley has not exactly excelled in that department.
Coming over to New York, where we have New York Governor Andrew Cuomo running for a second term against Westchester County Executive and Republican Rob Astorino, not to mention the Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins, who is showing some movement in the polls.
Look, the Cuomo people certainly do not expect Howie Hawkins to win this election. But you better believe that almost every single vote that Howie Hawkins is going to get is going to come right out of Cuomo. Ironically, there's sort of this competition between the Working Families Party and the Green Party. The Green Party is going around saying, wait a second now, you mean you're going to punish Cuomo by voting for Cuomo on the Working Families Party? No, punish Cuomo by voting for us. And it's a very compelling sort of argument. On the other hand, there are those people who actually worry that if they don't vote for Cuomo, that Astorino will win. So it's a mess, and people are digging their way through this. But the Greens are polling extremely well, so well that if it turns out that they get enough votes, they'll be the third party on the ballot, in ballot position, because they got the third largest number of votes for governor.
The New York State Senate.
The New York State Senate is really up for grabs. In the beginning, it looked like it was impossible that the Democrats would take it because there are so many Democrats in New York State. The problem, of course, is apportionment. Dean Skelos drew districts where only he can win. So you got an assembly which is overwhelmingly Democratic. They drew their own districts. Not that they wouldn't have won anyway, because they would have, because there were so many more Democrats. But it's just astounding that in a country that calls itself a democracy, we allow people in the majority party to draw the districts where they have the best chances.
Finally, the U.S. Senate.
Well, the U.S. Senate, from everything that we read and look at in all of the polls, looks like it's going to fall to the Republicans. I've been severely criticized for saying that, but all I do is read the same polls everybody else does and say, okay, this is the way that it looks. It's coming down to two Southern elections, and it does look like Mary Landrieu, my experts from Louisiana, are telling me that it doesn't look good for Landrieu, who is the Democrat. And if Mary Landrieu loses, it does look very ominous for the Democrats.